Aleishura, Chilik Aleph, Reish Ein Beis. This is the fourth essay in Ma'amar Revi'i Klal Yisrael, the first chapter. Hatoyfes Imdam B'tzibo Aledei Mishloach Yadoi, Kvar Hu Isha Klal. A person who takes some position in the community through his profession or through his vocation, whatever it is already a member of the Klal, a contributor to the Klal, Uchfi She'Te'arenu, as we explained above. But there are great obligations, more encompassing obligations that will devolve upon the Talmid Chacham. He must find his place within Klal Yisrael, that entity, in the widest meaning of the word. Kol tzair mislahev ba'ad haklal. Every youngster is passionate about the community, umuchan lif'ulei savu haklal b'mesirus nefesh, and he is prepared to devote himself with mesirus nefesh to the klal. Ulam laroiv hara yislavu zeh chofefes al shifuiz anach yis yisrael. However, usually, in the majority of cases, this passion hovers, camouflages more selfish aspirations. What he's really looking for is a place to shine, a place to stand out. He finds his world narrow, and therefore he aspires to great accomplishments, and therefore in his heart there's this dream that he will be the hero who saves the community. This dream, this vision, there's much that is positive in it. But if you look deeply inside that vision, they're not rooted in a love for the community. It's rooted in the person's love for himself. He wants to be the hero. He wants to stand out. He wants to be the one upon whom the cloud depends. As the years of youth pass, this dream generally dissipates, evaporates. Ahavas klal amitis, to reach a real love for klal Yisrael, madregai, it's a level, it's an accomplishment. Ve'ein adam magi ela bischilas avadaso, a person doesn't reach it right at the beginning, as a teenager, or a person in his early 20s. Ahavaso inena regeshitchi, it's not a superficial sentiment. Furthermore, we're not only talking about external activity, actions. We're talking about a deep, profound attachment to the klal. That in its wake comes a sense of responsibility and actions. But really it starts not with the actions, it starts with an affinity and a feeling for the klal. This inner love for Klal Yisrael, how does the Talmid Chacham reach this? We quote the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. Omar Rabbi Yechonon Mishum Yasei, Kol Me'aneges HaShabbos, a person who Me'aneges HaShabbos, he delights the Shabbos, he honors the Shabbos, Nesnimrei Nachala Bli Meitzarim, he receives a boundless inheritance. Shneimar, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Az tis'anig al Hashem, v'irkavticho al bomosei oretz, I will have you ride on the heights of the land, v'ha'achalticho nachalas Yaakov avicho, and I will give you the inheritance of Yaakov avinu. And the Gemara comments, Lo'i ke'Avraham, not like Avraham, whose inheritance was limited, shekasuv bo'i kum v'yisalech ba'oretz le'orkah o le'rochba. So Avraham was told, go and walk through the land, through its length and breadth, but it's limited, it's the land. Not like Yitzchak Avinu, about whom it says, I will give you and your progeny all of these lands. It's wide, but it's limited. Yaakov is told, you shall break forth westwards and eastwards and north and south, without any limitation. Kayadua, ein bedivrei chazal haftachas sachar be'alma, she'enu misiches bediyuk lema'ala medibaras. When Chazal speak about a reward, it's not something that's arbitrary when you compare it to the action. It's not that it happens to be this for no reason. It always relates with precision to the actual level that a person accomplished. Gilu chazal kanot, Chazal revealed to us over here is, There's a precise connection between a person's me'aneges ha-shabbos, who honors and delights ha-shabbos, and this property of boundless. That's number one. The Ravi furthermore reveals this property, this characteristic is connected somehow specifically to Yaakov Avinu. He is the one who earns ufaratzta yama v'kedma. He shall break forth without limit. This requires understanding. Yaakov Avinu hagadur b'mechitzos. Yaakov Avinu is characterized. He's connected to the idea of being closed in by certain partitions. The Gemara says in Pesachim, loike Avraham shekira oi har. Avraham Avinu referred to Har Abayis as har during the Akedah. Veloike Yitzchak shekira oi sadeh. Yeah, v'yetze l'soch basadeh. Ela ki Yaakov shekira oi bayis. Bayis el. So bayis, of course, connotes not a field and not a mountain, something that's closed. Lama davka hu zachal nechala b'li metzarim. Why is it Yaakov who earns this boundless inheritance, hainu b'li gvulu mechitza, without any limitation, without any partition? Velama davka ma'anegis ha-shabbos zochel hazeh. What's the connection between this reward and the act of honoring the Shabbos? V'tzarich iyun. Ach ha-malach ha-penimi b'ze baruhu. The process over here, the inner process is clear. Mitoich nekudas mabat chitzoni. From an external viewpoint, the way that a non-observant Jew would look at it, and certainly those beyond the Jewish community, harei menuchas Shabbos yatzimtzum hachi gadol. To them, Shabbos is the greatest constriction. Ki hakol asur l'adam la'aseh, a person is not permitted to do anything. That's when you look at it externally. Loichen mimabat penimi, of course, from the inside out, it doesn't appear like that at all. Shari davka menuchas Shabbos yaisalus me'al la'atzimtzum shul l'adam la'aseh. The menucha of Shabbos is davka rising beyond the constriction of the world of action and activity. Kol melacha metzamtzemes es ha-machshava. This is a profound insight into the melachos of Shabbos. A melacha narrows and constricts one's thought li'kanes l'soch gidri ha-pula, in order to enter into the parameters of the particular activity ad kedei yitzah asah el ha-poyal, until it is done, whether it's choyresh, zereya, toifer, mevashel, whatever it is. The thought is limited into that activity. V'davka l'de yisur ha-lametes melachois, specifically through the prohibition of the lametes melachois, ha-adam mis'ale me'al l'kol olam ha-maseh, a person rises above the world of activity, shu ha-metzumtzam shebo olamos, which is the most constricted of all the worlds. So he rises above that into a new realm, which is open. Aval adayin ha-adam metzumtzam besech gufoi, even then, a person is still constricted within his body. V'chol ha-melachois en ke'ayin umas ha-tzimtzum shebehanas ha-guf. The constriction which we find in Melachos is nothing in comparison to the constriction in bodily pleasure. The body is certainly very much limited. How does one rise above that? This is what Chazal referred to over there in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. Me'aneges ha-Shabbos, asher b'chol ta'anugei gufoi u'mechaven rak l'chvod Shabbos. Where all the pleasures, the food and the drink, all these things on Shabbos are intended for the honor and the glory of Shabbos. The person thereby leaves that constriction of olam hazeh. First by rising above the world of activity, by abstaining from melachos. By rising above his body, that limitation, by intending for the honor of Shabbos. Enters a different world. The dimensions of this world don't dominate it. Three dimensions of space and dimension of time don't dominate that. This is what the Gemara says over there, that he's given a boundless inheritance. There's no longer a boundary there of space and time. He enters into a completely different realm. Merchavya, an open, limitless, infinite realm of Ruchanius. So that's the first part. Why is this associated specifically with Yaakov Avinu? Uvrachazo misiechesis davka el Yaakov Avinu yosheva oelim. That, we said, is a paradox. It refers to him, the one who dwells in tents, which are very well demarcated areas. Mukafa mechitzos mikotzad, a tent, a house, whatever it is surrounded by walls on all sides. That's the paradox we mentioned on the previous page. Avraham Avinu Baal HaChesed, Yitzchak Avinu Yishai Yir'ah, each of them exemplifying that midah, Nachalasam Kvua Bishumim. They Davka have a Nachala which is bounded, as we saw in that Gemara. Avraham is told, Kum Yiselech Ba'aretz, so he's limited to the land. Yitzchak Eskol Aretz Yisrael, all these lands, they are still limited. V'Yaakov Avinu Lav HaShalem, HaMetzumtzam Be'alei Torah, he who's bounded within the walls of Torah, he Davka is the one who earns the bracha of endless, boundless, infinite spaces. It's a repetition of the question we asked on the previous page. Soyta davar, the profound idea of it is ki segula zot tmuna davka b'tira, because Yaakov Avinu is associated with Torah, not Chesed and Yirah, and it's a property of the Torah. Shehiya machnisa es adam besich dalad amoyis alacha. The Torah takes him into this realm of dalad amoyis alacha. Umafrida oisoy mikol sheifoy sa'ilam, and it separates him from the aspirations of the world. Shezo lichorat tzimtzum gadol. Again, from the outside, it looks like a tzimtzum. The person is sitting in his Beis HaMidrash day after day. It seems to be so constricted. He doesn't go out. He's not in the offices and the shopping malls and the airports. It's a tzimtzum seemingly. Aval gam betorah munachas gula samachayim. But that Torah has that property of samachayim. He quotes Chazal, Rashi quotes him as well. Nimshela Torah kesamachayim. Yeah, besamtam le'is. Mashal le'adam sheikas b'noi makah g'dayla. Chazal compared to a person who hit his son. V'inech lo retiyah al makasah. He placed a bandage on the wound. V'amar le'bni kol zman she'retiyah zo al makasah. As long as you keep this bandage on. Echol mashah nasah. You can eat whatever you wish. U'shezeh mashah nasah. You can drink whatever you wish. V'chole ve'en atam yisrei. You have nothing to fear about. Kach ha'kadosh buh amar le'misrael. That was the mashal. Now the nimshal. Ha'kadosh buh says to Yisrael, bonai. Barasi Yetzihara, that's the Makah. Barasi Loitera Tevlin, that's the Retiyah. I create the Torah as a Tevlin. Overashi, Mashan Ascha, whatever you wish to eat, Kol Mashadat Chanu Yichayimena, whatever pleases you. Bafilu Dvash, Vechol Mene Mesika Shekashim Makah. Even foods that are normally would be considered not particularly healthy for that condition. Harigam Turak Dosha, what Chazal is telling us over here is that the Torah itself, Ma'alai Sadam Ale Tzimtzum Shel Tanugei Gufoi. The Torah has the same property as Shabbos, or rather Shabbos has the same property as the Torah, that it raises a person beyond that Tzimtzum, that constriction of the physical sensation. Ve'enzos Madriga Gvoha, this is not something that's reserved for great Tzadikim, but Oid Bas Chalas Aliyah B'Torah. Even in the beginning, as a person takes his first steps in Torah, Margish Adam Be'Aliyah Zoi, that he is above certain constrictions. Ulam odzesu shubatira, it goes beyond it. It goes further in the Torah. She efeches ta'anugei basal yorchanius. It takes pleasures of the flesh and transforms them, as we mentioned before. Ad shemenasechi anesach gonei shal tamid chacham, to the point where a person who gives yayin to a tamid chacham, ke'ilu ikriv nesachim al-gabei ha-mizbeach. It's as if he brought yayin al-gabei ha-mizbeach, because the tamid chacham takes physical pleasures as raw material and produces spiritual aliyah through it. Shezei mamash madgasa ha-me'aneges ha-shabas. That's what we mean by me'aneges ha-shabas. Uvaze mis'alei ha-tamid chacham ve'zechei l'olam ruchani. Thereby, the tamid chacham earns entry into a different world, she'en tzimtzumei olam hazeh sholdim bo, where the restriction of this world doesn't rule. Zoi birkas ufuratzta. That's what's given to Yaakov Avinu, without limitation. Be'olam rachav zeh, in this wide expanse, Adam chai b'sech klal. That's where a person lives in the klal. Hu nis'alam me'al le'olam ha'pratim. He's no longer in the world of the details, of the individuals. Ya'anu nis'alal shiltonan shel netiyus haguf. Because he dominates now. He's above the domination of the tendencies of the body. Ta'avoyis ta'anugim, to be sucked into a pursuit of pleasure. Redifas ha'kavoyit, pursuit of kavoyit v'avas kesef. Einan ma'aviros zoed al da'atoy. He's aware of them, but it's not ma'avirim al da'atoy. It doesn't pull him and distract him completely. Kiloy bishvilan ucha, it doesn't live for this. U'me'al ha'kol, over and above everything, hu zachalim nucha pnimis. We mentioned this before, that he has this, an inner tranquility, menuchas shabbos. We discussed this before, the menucha of Shabbos. That person, who Adam Mesugal Lirois is a klal, that's a person who's able to see the klal. Lirois Israel, to be a person devoted to the klal, where he's no longer pursuing those things. He's not unduly attracted by all these things. That's all an introduction. It says the author now, Hakdama Arukazas, this lengthy introduction, Ba Limnoa Ribuya Tauyoes, was necessary in order to avoid the myriad mistakes, Hakshurois Badechel HaKlal, that are involved in finding a path towards the Klal. Ktanei HaMoach VaMas. Ktanei HaMoach is a term that he takes from Ibn Ezra in Kisisa. Those of limited minds and accomplishments. Regilim le'arbev nigyosem ha'pratiyos eminin ha'klal. What they do is to mix in the individual motives with inyanim of the klal. Hem nir'im, they appear to others, ve'ro'im as well, they see themselves kemis chasdim im ha'tzibur, as perhaps doing chesed with the tzibur. Ve'enam ele dorashim tov le'atzmam. What they're doing is seeking their own benefit be'emtzus ha'klal. Through klal. Begeder, like Chazal put it in a very pungent, very powerful statement. Oisim maase zimri uvakshim sechak kefinchas. To act like Zimri and to seek reward like Pinchas. Milevadzes, but besides the fact that often people who work on behalf of the Klal really work on behalf of themselves, but besides it, meruvachas adal ki klal u'inyan chitzoni. People think that Klal is something external, she'eno kashur klal be'aliyah plimis. It has nothing to do with my inner growth, inner development. Ela lehefech, it's quite the opposite. Davka mi she'en yadav rav lo be'aliyah avodah atzmis. Specifically, a person who is not involved in inner growth, v'ashoef le'emdat tziburis u'mashtet ve'la os kochol b'askanois, he's aspiring to work on behalf of the community to show everyone how effective he is, the misconception is that such a person is able to be involved with the klal. Says the author Alkin Banulodia, that's why we needed this long introduction to inform. This is not the opinion of Chazal. These are incorrect ideas. It's the natural path of growth of the individual, a Torah scholar, Asher Banu Skim Bechibuzah, which the entire Sefer is about, Mevi'ah L'Klal. That path brings to the Klal. Davka mitoch menuchas ha'nefesh, specifically from a menucha that is earned by the Talmid Chacham. V'davka mitoch avidat tzmis tmidis, and specifically from a constant and intense attempt to improve and change oneself. V'davka mitoch tzni'us, specifically from discretion. An extreme aversion to publicity and position. Davka, those things which characterize the Talmid Chacham, brings to the klal. And even if that achievement, called the klal, will bring the Talmid Chacham to activities on behalf of the community, gam az lo yabed menuchas nafshei, he will not lose his serenity. He refuses to leave that inner world that is constructed within himself. He maintains the gedarim that he developed as a Talmid Chacham. He maintains his commitment to grow and to develop. Specifically in the midst of involvement on behalf of the community. Indeed, it's true. It obligates the Talmid Chacham, of course, to adopt different ways of acting for the community from others. We don't employ lobbyists. It's not the way of Talmid Chachamim to have lobbyists and that type of askanos. It's different. He will distance himself immensely from publicity, keshes efshe, when it's possible. It may not be possible, but as long as it's possible to maintain discretion. He will stay away from activities whose success or cleanliness is dubious. The whole flavor, the whole style of the Talmid Chacham in his involvement with the Tzibur is liyos uman mutzna, to be a discreet artist, which interestingly is how the whole Sefer ends. That's ultimately the phrase that the author uses to describe a Talmid Chacham. The very, very end of the Sefer calls the Talmid Chacham an Uman Mutzna after a verse that refers that way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's discreet. The Talmid Chacham knows of the danger that is inherent in activity of this type of the sort. does not delude himself into thinking he is killed Olam Haba, let us kind of say that this is an easy ticket to Olam Haba. When he gets deep into this involvement on behalf of the community, what he feels is, quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think this is a statement about Rav. I think Rav was saying about himself that he's willingly ascending the scaffold. When Rav used to go to the Beis Din to judge cases, he's like, going to the scaffold. He's giving himself a mesius nefesh. He's not under no illusions over here. The truth is this: there's no assurance at all. Is an activity for the community, even the greatest activity. Will bring to there's a raya for this from this famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yudches. Went to visit him. Omar lo Chanina achi. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said to him, Chanina, don't you know that the Romans mina shemaim im lichua? They gave it power from shemaim. Shechrives beisoy, that we're given the power to destroy Beis Hamikdash. Vesarfais echaloi, to burn it. Vergais chasidav, so many were killed. Veibedais tevav. Vadaini kemes, still in full power. Vani shomati alecha, I've heard about you. Shata Yosef oisek batera, you sitting openly and teaching Torah. Makil kiris barabim, large gatherings. Vesefet Torah munach lach bechaykecha, in public. Omar lo, Rabbi Chanina replied, Min ha-shamayim rachamu. Alevad, I'll have mercy upon me. Omar lo, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, ani omar lecha dvarim shel ta'am. I'm arguing to you in rational terms. Ata omar li, Min ha-shamayim rachamu. You just, Min ha-shamayim. Tameani, im lo yisifu ischa be-sefer Torah ba-yish. I'll be surprised if I don't burn you in the sefer Torah in fire. Omar lo, Rabbi Chanina said, Rabbi, ma ani lecha yonam haba? Do you have a chelek yonam haba? Omar lo, kru ma'aseh be-adcha? So Rabbi Yosef asked him, is anything, have you done anything exceptional? Omar lo, Rabbi Chanina said, Ma'ois shel Purim nischalfu li b'ma'ois shel tzedakah. I had money set aside for the Seudas Purim, which is mine, that got mixed up accidentally with tzedakah monies. V'chilakti l'anis, I took everything and distributed to the aniyim, and of course he lost the money that he had set aside for Purim. Omar lo, Rabbi Yosef said, Im kein, oh, if so, michelkecha yechelki. Alevai, my portion should be with you, u'mimorcha yegoyreli. Rashi explains, because you were prepared to forgo money. Says the author, Hadvarim im raps in Igon. These are earth-shattering words. Rabbi Chanina makhil ki ilos barabim. He's organizing public shiurim v'doresh b'torah b'sh'as ashmad. He's teaching at a time when it's literally pikochne. We know that he was executed, he was burned by the Romans. Haim yishma segadom, is there anything greater than that? When you ask Rabbi Yosef, well, do I have a shein olam haba? Even the question here is not understood. Aval oides amafli, what's even more astonishing, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma shele, Rabbi Yosef asks him, klum ase baleitcha, well, have you done anything noteworthy? Harei b'moiser atzmo alimut Torah berabim, b'sh'as ashmad, when a person is moist himself to teach Torah at such a dangerous time, adayin tzrichim lechapes ma'asim, we still need to look for some activity, some accomplishment, kedei la'amod al isnagusoi, to ascertain his behavior, ve'livchonim omnam ben olam haba, are you really ben olam haba? Ve'Rabbi Chanina mesaper, she'nischalfu lo moiz purim, moiz tzedakah, he mixed up some of his own money with public money, v'chelek ez hakol tzedakah, he gave everything to tzedakah. Harei she'vatran b'mamonei, as Rashi says, he was prepared to forgo. Lichoira zei ma'ala she'en nechshes b'neinu klal, we would not count this at all, this accomplishment. Le'umas mesirus ha'nefesh avu limud ha'torah b'rabim b'esek zera, in comparison to what he was doing in teaching Torah. It's astonishing. Chazinan mikan bechach das chazal. We see over here the view of Chazal. Ki me'amaseh ha'gadol b'yoseh shel mesirus nefesh al zikui ha'rabim, from the greatest act of mesirus nefesh, oid en kol ra'yayim umnam ba'al ha'masih ben olam haba. There's no raya that is ben olam haba. She'al zeh yishna rak hochacha achas. To determine whether a person is ben olam haba, there's one proof, nekiyus b'midois. He has to be naki b'midois, u'bifrat nekiyus me'avas betze, especially from greed. It's astonishing, it's awesome how Chazal were critical of one another, how they saw deep in. From that, we have to apply to ourselves. When a person does things when it's in public and people know about it, even the greatest mitzvois, Yitachen, possibly, the Chovas HaLevois puts it like this, V'tiyeh kavanas oisem. Why are they doing it? L'izdayen bo emetzer b'nei adam, so that people should notice it and pat them on the back, u'lekavois kevodam, and to get kavoid, u'shvacham ala sesam. And there's no raya from that necessarily. Anu b'matzavenu daifa, therefore we apply to ourselves as follows. Eizu sakanat munah b'avodas haklal. There's danger in working for the community, in doing things that are out there, and people are aware of them. We have to understand why it is that when it comes to the community, haperutz merubi aloimed. Yeah, that's Chazal speak about this in the context of mechitzos, yeah, in Eruvin and Sukkah. Ve'im bechol zis ha'tamid chacham yisalem adaras klal. But if the Talmid Chacham nonetheless rises to this level, uvergishu echa yosef watzibu, when he, through his sense of responsibility for the community, hu noteh shechmo l'ases bo'ol harabim. So he offers, he carries together, he contributes to the community. Hu yoideh umakir es ha'sakanos ha'avos, he's aware of the danger that lurks, v'nizhar men ad k'tzeh yecholto, and he's careful to the edge of his ability, as we said above, in terms of an extreme aversion to publicity and kavoid that can come through this. Ach v'rak talmid chacham, it's only a talmid chacham. Gadol amiti b'Torah, mesugal yos ish klal amiti, can be a true ish klal. Hu hayoideh es ha'sakanos shebe'esek ha'matzibur, is aware of the danger, v'onigash mitoch avodaso pnimis el klal. He approaches his avoider for the klal from his own avoider. It's an extension of his own avoider. The Midrash says as follows, ish emunois rav berachois. It's a pasuk in Mishlei Chaf Ches. Ish emunois, a trustworthy person, rav berachois. Ata moitze, says the Midrash, kol mishu ne'eman HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi berachois el adai. A person is trustworthy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring berachois through him. And then the rest of the pasuk, mishu enu ne'eman ve'atz le'ha'ashir lo yinakeh. Somebody is not trustworthy and is rushing there in order to enrich himself, will not be cleansed. Ish emunois ze Moishe. That's an example. He's of course the most ne'eman, right? Bechol beisin ne'eman hu, is the most trustworthy. Heveish emunos rav brachois. Shekol ha'dvarim shegizbalim, the things that Moshe Rabbeinu was in charge of, hayu misbarchim, they were blessed. Lefishu ne'eman, because he was really trustworthy. Ve'atz le'ashir, the second part of the pasuk, the one who is rushing to enrich himself. Ze koirach, an example is koirach. Levi, he had the milah of Leviyah. Uvikesh litol kuna gdol, he wanted more, wanted to be a kohen gadol. Umaya sefoy, vatiftach oretz esmiya. Moshe Rabbeinu ish haklal ha'amiti. He is a true ish haklal. Veloy bilal kol ma'alosav. Not because he had all of these accomplishments, ela davka yisa ish emunos. Like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Like Rabbi Chanina. He was a trustworthy person. V'ze mavhil. It's mavhil. That all the accomplishments of Moshe, when it comes to the klal, what you need is ish emunos. Ve'efchoy shel Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom. What's the opposite? Koirach. He's doing on behalf of the community, and it's really motivated by self-interest. Everything he's doing, even on the surface, he himself thinks and others think that he's doing it for the community. Really, he's looking for himself. Einu ish klal. He is not truly a man of the community. Adkan.